Aspetta.
You're listening to The Ladies' Room. Say hi to your co-hosts, Marianne McQueen and Trish Twilley.
Good. This is Marianne McQueen.
Hey, and I'm Trish Twilley.
Well, are we still those people? Should we switch?
I don't know if we could keep up with each other in a different kind of way. I think we're both busy a different kind of way.
It would, imagine if we did co-host swap.
So would you come to Atlanta and I would go to Hollywood? Because, you know, I'm kind of scared of that place.
Well, I'm not scared of Atlanta, but I'm scared to be scared. That's funny. I would be
afraid. You're already practicing.
I'd be scared to be the mother of three. I think that might be a little scary.
Teenagers should scare you to death.
They do.
And that is totally, totally correct.
Yeah. So imagine, though, you in Hollywood, me, Atlanta, and then suddenly I'm going to all kinds of practices and taking kids to school and dancing with the stars, which we'll talk about in a moment. I don't know. And let me tell you, for somebody to get my fat butt off the floor, first of all, we'd need Lou Ferrigno or somebody to lift
me. Well, let me tell you, it requires a lot of jumping on my part. But I will tell you that the other day I kept thinking, gosh, things were hurting on me. And I looked in the mirror and it looked like someone had beat me with a ball bat. Where I'm being grabbed on my waist and thrown up. I've got bruises all over me. So you can't say that I'm not giving it my all and putting my whole heart into it.
No, I think you're putting your heart, your butt, your legs. But so let's talk about other stuff. So things in Atlanta. Again, we're all still easing into this. What's new and exciting? Like, what's on tap? What's big this weekend in Atlanta?
This weekend, there is the Gay Pride celebration is going to be in Atlanta this weekend. I just sort of tapped on it a little bit this morning, but I hear it is the third biggest Pride event that happens.
Wow.
It's going to be in Atlanta. So if you're in the ATL this weekend, be prepared to be at a standstill because it's very, very, very busy.
Wow. I would not have thought that Atlanta would have the third largest Pride parade. Because, and it's interesting that yours doesn't happen until October because typically the ones here start in kind of June.
Oh, really? Well, I know they have the big parade. I'm not sure what else really goes on. I don't know. I just know that there's a big parade and a celebration, but and it's all weekend. I guess it will kick off, I'm assuming, this evening. And the parade will be tomorrow.
Ah, well, it's usually big, big doings here in West Hollywood and in New York City. It's crazy, but I've never been to Pride in Atlanta, so that's got to be an interesting time.
Well, I wonder. I would like to. You know, I've never gone down there, but you know, sometimes I'm very, very curious.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This is why I have trouble. I am all about equality for all, marriage for all, divorce for all. But let me say this. The reason I get real insecure, because the beautiful transgender or cross-dressing people look so much better than me. Their makeup is perfect. Their clothing is matched and fits beautifully. The shoes are spectacular. I don't know where they get them in like a 13 triple wide, but
I bet it's expensive to be to do that. I bet
dressed to cross dress.
Well, I would think so because you'd have to have everything sort of special made. Hey, I heard, you know, you think that they look better than you, and it's no secret that Dolly Parton and Cher have a huge gay following. And I've heard Dolly Parton tell a story one time where she went to this contest and all the transgenders were dressing up to have a Dolly Parton look-alike contest. Well, no one knew that she was going to be there. So she decided to just enter the contest as under another name and go up on stage dressed as herself compared to all of these who were dressed up like her. And she lost.
That's incredible. Did the Dolly Parton. All right, let me start again. My brain is off. Let's click the switch. Beep. So did the person who won look like the young Dolly Parton from back
know.
In the day?
I've never went to look at pictures. I've heard her tell that story more than once, and I went to see her in May, and she told the story on stage again, and I've always thought that was so funny because apparently they had her really her look down pat, I guess, and beat her at her own game.
Do you remember, because you're quite a bit younger, but do you remember what she looked like back in the day?
She was beautiful, and I do remember what she looked like back in the day because my mother, pictures of her that my mother looked identical to her. I thought she was very, very beautiful in the 70s and 60s. I just thought she was a beautiful woman. To me, she's almost unrecognizable to those pictures now. With all the surgery that she's had.
Yeah, I think she's had too much. She's a beautiful woman. She's older now, but there's nothing wrong with aging. Her wigs are spectacular. I still wonder if the rumor is true that she had ribs removed to have that teeny tiny little waist.
Well, she's an itty bitty. I wouldn't think so because in person, even with her stilettos, and she wears a platform stiletto.
Yep.
She is teeny tiny. So I'm sure her bone structure is meant for a teeny tiny woman because she's little. She's, you know, I'm short, but I would bet that she's probably shorter than me, especially now when she's knocking on 70.
You saying you're short is kind of an understatement. I just want to say that.
Well, I try to hide it well with heels, but I'm getting older now and I have found that, flats are my friend, and I still want to present myself well and look good, but golly, they have killed my feet. I used to stand up and do things. My job was standing up and walking and doing things, and I would wear heels every day, and now as I've gotten a little bit older, I'm paying for that.
So I got a question. Do you have ugly feet?
I do not have ugly feet, and I make sure that I pay lots of money for pedicures to make sure they are kissably soft. So there you have it. That's a random fact about Trish this morning.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're welcome. Well, I have Cro-Magnon feet. Because I'm older than you, I can tell you corns, calluses, hammer toes.
And it was probably heels, right?
I was 14 years old. I'm a little older than that now, and I've never stopped, and I still haven't. I actually had been on a shoe, what's the word I'm looking for? I've taken some time off from buying shoes, sabbatical. But guess what? I bought two pairs this week.
Yeah, you know what? And I knew that. Well, I knew. Okay, wait just a minute, because you showed me a picture of one pair and said, they were on sale. Shh, you know, I got them. I need them for the show I'm going to.
Yep.
They're good to walk in. Okay. But then just a few minutes later, you were opening up a package that had a bag in it, and you said, oh yeah, and I got a bag too, but it's a lot smaller than I thought it was. And now you're saying, what, 3 days later, oh, I got two pair of shoes. So what does Mr. B think about that? Does he know? Did you just out yourself? Because you just broke a golden rule.
No, actually, last night I bought a purse and he was with me.
and you know what? That's good. Did he buy it?
No. I try and get things A, on sale. I'm really, I'm one of those people, like, I hate to buy anything at full price. Now, there are some people who might say that's a trait of some certain people, but I'm not going to say that. But I hate buying anything full price. So I actually bought a Steve Madden purse last night that's ginormous, and it was under $50.
The brow. I haven't had a purse under $50 since I was a kid, I guess. I've been a Michael Kors fan for a few years. And but now I'm really, really picky about.
Okay, so what is your purse?
I don't typically go bag shopping because I just don't, because it's too hard and I'll never find what I want. But when I find a bag that I'll fall in love with it. And it never fails that it's just way too, it's several hundred dollars. I've never done anything that was signature. Like when Coach was big, the signature C's or the MKs all over the Michael Kors bag, because I just don't like that look. And I don't want people to look at my bag. If I'm going to spend $400 or $500 on a bag, I don't want people to say, oh, I wonder if it's real, because there were so many counterfeit designer bags. So my rule is typically any bag that I have is gigantic, it's huge, mostly because my kids use it as their purse too, and I carry everybody's things. But I like an all leather bag that is, because if I have to sit it down somewhere, I want to be able to wipe it off, and it's just more elegant and classy looking. So right now I'm carrying a Michael Kors, which is like a suitcase, but everything that he has come out with, I was at the Michael Kors store in Atlanta the day that he came out with a new line about a month ago, and it was camouflage. But it wasn't just camouflage. It was the some of the camouflage colors were either bright orange, like fluorescent hunting orange, or green. And that wasn't the worst part. He had fur on the front. And some of his designs over the last, the last 2 years, every season, I think, what is he? I don't know what he's trying to get to or target, but his styles are awful. So I'm looking for a new designer for a bag, and I don't know what I want. Who do you like? Who's your favorite?
So I'll tell you, it's interesting. So let's first talk about Michael Kors. So I will tell you that I remember when Michael Kors was a pretty new designer and relatively inexpensive.
Me too. And that's when I became a fan.
Yeah, and now I'm just over it because I think he thinks he can just charge all kinds of prices. And by the way, anything that's orange, camouflage, and leather, do you take that hunting in Atlanta?
I've got to show you the picture, because there was the front of it is textured like with it's almost like Chanel or something on the front. It was awful. Horrible. And I laughed when the women were showing me, oh, we just got these in today. I said, I would not carry that. And, you know, it was $498.
Oh!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I just won't do that. And then the other brand that jumped the shark years ago, I think, was Coach. Because
yes.
I carried Coach bags when I worked at ABC, and I had a good connection. So I paid less than half price. I had the big bucket bags. I had all those. They were heavy leather. I actually still have a couple. Mm-hmm. But then they kind of went to this different design. I'm not happy with it. So I don't use that. I actually really like Steve Madden. I like Steve Madden. See, and I'm tough on bags. So unless it's the kind of old school leather that Coach had, I'm not real good. So that's why I don't always get leather, unless it's patent leather, because that's really easy to wipe off. But I'm sort of brand agnostic for the most part.
I have a couple of Coaches when they come out with the Poppy collection.
Yep.
I have an all sequin blue bag and an all sequined silver bag, which is called Spotlight. and they were very, very hard to find. In fact, I had Coach got me one in New York, my blue one, and they shipped it to me because you couldn't. You know, they were a limited edition. So online on eBay, like my silver sequin bag, it's between, I don't know, between $500 and I've seen them up to $1,000 for that particular silver style bag because it's a little bit bigger. So I've held onto them and I will carry them through the holidays sometimes. And everybody comments on my bag everywhere I go, but I've just taken care of it and they were very hard to find and I knew when they would be coming out. And I wanted to make sure that I got the sequin bag. But I have another coach. The only other coach that I have is the big Carly. And it was the biggest one that they had. And it was all leather. And I still have it. And to this day, it's still the most that I've ever paid for a bag. And it was a gift to me. Any of my bags my husband gifts me because I feel terrible about buying a bag. So I will tell him what I want at Christmas. And I'll get a new bag probably every other Christmas. And the coach that I had was $700. So how much have you ever, what's the most you've ever spent for a purse?
A purse? Okay, so I've never spent, because again, I've always had a hookup somewhere, but I've probably never spent more than a couple of $100 tops. However, when we talk about shoes, that's a whole different discussion. That's where I've spent $1,000 on a pair of shoes.
And I want to. I want a pair of red bottom shoes really bad.
Yeah,
really bad.
If you see, because I'm Sasquatch and you're so petite, I could give you one of my shoes. You could cut it in half. And
yeah, I could. I could. I wear a 6.5, sometimes a 7. But and apparently everyone in the world wears that size because when I go to shoe sales, they never have my size.
And how tiny is your foot?
It's a 6.5.
Aw, that's cute. That's just cute.
Yeah. Well, you know,
notice
I got to wear high heels. I know sarcasm, but, you know, I wasn't going to say anything.
So I kind of wonder what other women, you know, what are they, you know, what did they spend? What is I think the average woman is not spending $1,000. On shoes or a purse. You realize they
now,
think
I'll,
we're crazy.
I spend a lot of money on boobs. I love boobs. Yeah. But listen, I've only done it a couple of times and I didn't do it. It was a gift. My husband would gift me, but now I will sneak and buy a pair of boobs. And my favorite brand is Fry. And I accidentally bought 3 pair last year and I didn't mean to because I normally only will buy a nice pair of boots every 2 years or so. But I've realized that a coupon worked like one day after Thanksgiving and then I liked that style and I wanted another color. And so it was a total accident and I just now told on myself, but I won't buy any more for 2 or 3 years. I promise. If you're listening, Birch, I'm sorry.
See, now, I back in the day, I loved Fry.
I love them. They are such a great quality. Or Ariat. Now, that's a real cowboy boot, and I have some that go over my knees with those.
Wait, what's the brand called?
Ariat. A-R-I-A-T. They are a true Western boot.
I got scared. I thought you said Aryan, and I thought that's going to be the opening of a whole different discussion.
I don't even know what that means, and I'm not Googling. You're not doing that to me.
Let's just say, don't look it up, because we're not going to talk about it. All right, we're going to get ready to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a variety of things that are in the news, everything from Amanda Bynes to who's performing at the Super Bowl this year.
Am I going to be happy or sad?
Well, I don't know. We're going to talk about Stephen Collins and the allegations around him. And conversely, we'll also talk about Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling and their new baby name. So,
yeah. Well, and you know, this is October. So do we, Halloween is coming up. I've got some excuses on why not to dress up for Halloween. And I've got some reasons for all of you mothers why mothers are still and will always be super women. So we got real talk to talk about today, too.
Awesome. All right. This is Mary Ann.
And this is Trish.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. We'll be right back in just a moment. To the ladies' room.
And we're back at the ladies' room. I'm Marianne. I still am.
Yeah. Hey, and this is Trish Twilley.
I'm so glad. So there's a lot of stuff in the news. Some of it disturbing, some of it interesting. I guess we'll start with the disturbing and then work our way into really good news. Amanda Bynes is back in the news for all the wrong reasons.
I'm expecting her parents to intervene at some point.
Well, you know, they're waiting because they kind of had control of things, kind of in the way that Britney's father still does, but they're waiting. So it expired, them taking care of her sort of legally expired about a month or so ago. She was thrown out of the school she was going to, the fashion school. She stopped taking her meds, again, reportedly and allegedly. But just yesterday, She was stopped for shoplifting not once, but twice.
Ah, yes.
And asked, do I have to pay for this?
And she was trying to sell a shirt, I think. Wasn't that what she had?
It was a $200 shirt, no less.
Yeah, it was. And I guess that happened Wednesday, and she left the boutique and was nabbed by security at Barney's. So poor Amanda. I'm assuming that when she was talking to herself at LAX a few days ago, what was it, on Sunday or Monday, I guess she was headed to New York.
Yeah.
Who's funding all of this?
I imagine she still has money, and now that she's not under a guardianship, she has access to her money again. I think she probably did have quite a bit of money. And by the way, if you have opinions about this, please feel free to call into the Ladies Room Radio Show. Our number is 310-919-4271. Again, that's 310-919-4271. And Tricia, where are we on Facebook and Twitter?
Hey, we are on Facebook. You can go like our page at the Ladies Room Radio Show, and you'll see me and Marianne's cute little smiling faces, not to be confused with other Ladies Room Radio Shows on Facebook. Or you can go follow us on Twitter. Our handle is Ladies Room RM Radio Show.
There you go. And here you have it. And hopefully, I would like to give a shout out to a friend of yours named Kim Robertson. Hey!
Hey, Kim!
That's my best imitation of it. Hey!
No, actually, it's hey, y'all!
Hey, y'all! It just doesn't come out right.
And but, just like, I cannot say hi.
Hey, I just like, hi. Like,
I just can't. I just don't. I don't know that I've ever said that in my entire life. Hi. I don't think so. Yeah. I normally just say, hey.
Hey. So, all right. So we'll go back to little Amanda Bynes. So it's interesting. So again, she seems to be struggling. The least of her problems, quite frankly, is pot. And again, I think they say she's smoking a lot again. My guess is she's self-medicating because she has some other issues, I'm guessing. I don't know her. I'm not a doctor that's treated her. But if you're not taking your meds and you really have balance or something else going on, you kind of act a little different. And interestingly, though, Nick Cannon, of all people, has come out to defend Amanda, saying that she shouldn't be a punchline for late night comedians or else. But you know what? Here's what he says. We all have family members who have different conditions that TMZ, but TMZ isn't outside. That's why I speak out, because before I feel like people starting to make fun of her and people started to think it was entertaining and they were making jokes on late night shows. Okay. First of all, Nick, talk to the hand. You need to talk to your ex-woman, because did he ever talk about how Mariah was, you know, looking like 40 pounds of poop in a 3-pound bag? And
well, he's moved on to someone else, though, so I don't guess he cares. And I don't even think that that's his ex-woman yet.
Yeah, not officially, but I'm sort of underwhelmed with his thoughts. But I mean, again, is she a punchline? Unfortunately, when you are part of if you're a public person, if you are a personality, a celebrity, if you will, if you are on reality TV, you are fair game.
And so, that's the price you pay. It really, that's really true. You're right.
Because if you're going to go with the accolades, right, people love you, they want your autograph, they go see your films, they buy your music, they watch your TV shows. Well, guess what? People have the right to say whatever they want, including those late night talk show hosts. So I get what he's saying. I think we all keep an open mind. He said he prays for her nightly. I don't think she knows that, because she may be hearing different voices in there. Genuinely wish her well, but I think you're right. It's a question of time before the parents get involved again.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was another hot topic and big story this week that broke, and I think TMZ is the one that brought it forth, was the story about Stephen Collins from the Seventh Heaven series from, I think it was the early, like 2000 maybe?
Yeah.
2007, something like that.
Yep.
There was the child molestation allegations, and I saw where Kathy Griffin tweeted about Stephen Collins. Did you see anything about that?
Yes.
It looks like she took to her Twitter on Tuesday, October 7th, to react to the news about Stephen Collins. And that is something that I don't really care to joke about. After he admitted to several instances of child molestation, the tweet is going, I guess, all over the place and is getting extra attention because she implied that she knows someone else in Hollywood who has done something similar. In her tweet, she said, "Well, well, well," and she hashtagged Stephen Collins. "Looks like you may have finally gotten yourself busted after all of these years. Jack M., you're next. Kathy Griffin." She later clarified, "Good God, I didn't mean Jack McBrayer." I don't know who she's talking about. I do know that I have a strong opinion about this. And when the Woody Allen stuff was earlier in the year, his stepdaughter came forth to kind of slam him publicly, it just gave me a really uneasy, ugly feeling. And I felt like it was kind of swept under the rug by Hollywood. But the things that this guy, this Stephen Collins, said on tape, and you told me to go back and listen to the tape, and I did.
Good.
He's also going through a divorce with his wife, who he's been married to for several years, and they have a daughter together. I think she's like 14. Is that correct? No, the daughter is older now. I think maybe there was something going on when she was 14. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And the things that he said on tape, they were in front of a therapist, and he admitted to exposing himself. There was only one instance of touching, supposedly. But these are tapes. And of course, my biggest questions are, why didn't this therapist go to the authorities? And the bigger question is why would this woman stay with this man after she knew about these things and continued to live with her child with this man? And it makes me have to question, is the money and the lifestyle worth it? Because I'm sure ultimately that the money and the lifestyle. You know, there's a lot of people put up with lots of things and overlook lots of things just because they are used to a lifestyle that they couldn't maintain without the other one.
So let's talk about this. This is sort of an interesting topic to me. So first of all, I think they should cut his balls off. And the reason I come right out and say they should cut his balls off is I think they've pretty well authenticated the recording that's him. So we're going to go under the assumption that is Stephen Collins speaking and admitting to child molestation. If that is indeed the case, I say cut his nuts off. So let me just say that's my opinion, one woman's opinion. He's a problem. My next thing is similar to your point. If he was a problem, if he allegedly said to her, and this is not on tape, if he said to his soon-to-be ex-wife, "I'm so glad we're having a daughter because I have fantasies that I would want to have oral sex with my new son."
And she stayed with him, Mary.
That's the issue. So first, why didn't that ring a huge bell? Or because you have to assume she stayed for the money. There are a lot of reasons people stay for money. But if you think your kid or somebody else's kid is under, there's the possibility that kid's innocence could be taken away, you got to do something about that. The only thing I'll give her is that she may not have had enough proof. So that's why she took to a tape recorder, which, by the way, in the state of California, typically both parties have to know they're being recorded. There is an exception when there is a violent felony up for discussion, and in which case, this certainly would fall into that.
Yeah, I am. But also, you say that it has been authenticated, and I have not looked. I'm not an attorney by any stretch, and was not there. I have no idea, and I certainly don't know much or anything about their personal lives. I only know what is being reported, and a lot of times the media only gives us what they want us to hear. However, it is a bitter, ugly divorce, and we know that there are bitter, mean, scorned women out there who do not have a problem with slinging mud during a divorce. I would want to think that it's not true. However, it looks like that it is true with him. But with today's technology and the things that people can do, it makes me have to wonder and sort of question what she could do to lead him into this or edit things. And I'm interested to know when this, I think it's been turned over to the authorities and there's an investigation now.
Correct.
To know what's going on.
They were not alone. Has
the therapist spoke out about this? I've not heard her named.
No, not yet. They're probably protecting that at this time.
And the children are grown. There were three kids, but he kept contradicting himself, because he would say in the tape, it was one time, but yeah. Then it would be three girls over a span of like when they were like 10 to 13.
He's disgusting. I can't, at this point in time, I don't cut him any slack. I believe it too.
I don't think so. I believe I'm with you on that. However, I think that the chick who has made this public, I think that his soon to be ex-wife should be charged. If he is charged, I think that she should be charged as well for withholding this information. And there are children out there that he has harmed who can never ever do anything about it, probably, who are scarred forever, who were, I'm assuming, trusted in their care or to be around him. And if she had gone to them when she had known, maybe she could have protected another child that maybe they don't know about that he did something to. I think she's totally guilty, and I think that she should be charged if he is too.
Okay, I want to take this even another step, but that is a very interesting point, if she was essentially an accessory after the fact or something. But here's another one. If Kathy Griffin gets all high and mighty and goes on Twitter to say they finally got you, what did she know that she could have shared with somebody?
Well, and who is Jack M? Who is the other person that she's trying to name? Who are these people? And if you know about Jack M, if you've known that he has done something to an innocent child who, I'm assuming, had no advocate at the time.
Right.
Let's bring her in. You know what? If I was the authorities around her and saw this, she would be questioned as to who Jack M is. If she was that gutsy and ballsy enough to throw it out, she would be talking to me, because they are children. These are not adults and consenting adults showing each other body parts or sexting. These are kids. And I don't think it's funny. I don't think that it's anything to joke about. I don't think there's anything to play around on Twitter about, unless you are becoming a voice for that child. It makes me sick. I have a very, very strong opinion about it, and mostly because I'm a mama.
Yeah.
But I will go toe to toe and confront and argue and fight and be very loud about this subject, because it makes me sick.
It makes me sick too. And I think there's definitely an economic piece for the misses in this case. But if he did the deed, it's time to it's time for justice to prevail. And interestingly,
we're still waiting on justice to be served to the children that Woody Allen harmed. I mean, let's call it like it is. You are what you are. I don't care how much money you made. I don't care what kind of director you are. What did your daughter have to gain except being humiliated in public, other than calling you out? She had nothing to gain from that. other than humiliation. So, you know, it makes me sick that these people are not believed all these years later. Oh, they're just trying to hurt me, and that's not the way it is. What do they have to gain by making it public? You think they want to be humiliated? They're trying to kick and scream and say, this is what happened to me, and no one will listen because they are Hollywood.
I still feel, again, celebrities, and this is why I say, for better or for worse, you know, you get the accolades when things are great, but at the same time, you have to, you know, you really have to. I don't care if Woody Allen is a great filmmaker.
I couldn't care less.
Yep. I just don't. But all right, let's segue out of this for a moment. Talk about good news. We need some good news, don't you think?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I've got some interesting news, too. So let's move out of this and move into something a lot more fun for our last half of the show. You want to?
Let's. It's time. It's so time. You want to talk about a new baby? That's sort of good.
I love babies. And I think that I was actually supposed to have at least 40, but I didn't.
Oh, that wouldn't be good for your husband at a variety of levels.
Yeah, I won't be having any more, but I would love them because I just want to take them and smell them. That's all.
I love I actually, until they poop, I love the smell of a newborn baby.
Me too. I just want to sniff them and just, my poor kids, it's a wonder they had any skin left because I would bathe them a couple of times a day and just put Johnson's baby lotion all over them and then just sit and hold them and sniff them.
Oh, that's cute.
I love it. I love them.
I know. I think of a Family Guy joke, the character Stewie, when he talks about someone that's had too many children. He goes, for the man, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
So speaking of hot dogs down a hallway, let's talk about something else. I didn't know where you were going to go with that. Did you have something you want to go with?
I just wanted to say that Ava Mendez and Ryan Gosling had a baby. They had a little girl, and they named it Esmeralda Amada. It looks like it should be Amanda, but it's probably Esmeralda Amada Gosling.
And Esmeralda, isn't that a Disney character?
Well, it was named after a character in the movie We Own the Night. Baby was born on September 12th at 10:22 a.m. We wish them the best with their healthy baby girl, but I wonder what you call Esmeralda for a nickname. Essie? Esmer?
Ella? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's just... You know what? When I get mad, I want to spit their name out really, really fast. And that just is way too complicated for me, to throw out a first name and a middle name. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Good luck with that, Ryan.
All right. And you were going to say something.
Next? We got some offbeat news today.
Okay.
I remember when cell phones and primarily iPhones had just come out and people were texting and everybody forgot that they had a real camera and started using camera phones. And all of a sudden, there was this huge epidemic of teens and sexting. And you don't really hear that much about it anymore. But a new survey has came out that has said that teens are still sexting. The survey, now get this, 1,100 undergraduate students from the University of Utah, I guess, revealed the following. 20% said they have sent a nude photo of themselves to another via cell phone. iCloud, y'all. iCloud. 38% say they've received such a picture from another person.
Ugh.
And of those who received the messages, 20% say they forwarded the picture to someone else.
Oh.
So, hey, y'all, they didn't delete them.
Yeah, because you can't.
20%. Mary Ann, 20% say they fall picture to someone else. Oh my gosh, they would choke to death on their cell phone
and
if it was that my picture forwarded.
What's the age group we're talking about here?
Well, they were undergraduate students from the University of Utah. So
aren't those supposed to be good Mormons?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
so.
I,
here's the question.
We should call up Sister Wives.
Well, here's my question. If 20% in Utah, what's the number in other places? Like, what's the number at the University of UNLV in Las Vegas?
Well, and how many, of course, they're not telling the truth, but how many are not telling the truth about pictures that they have forwarded? So I guess my point is if you've ever done this, if you're a teenager, a young teenager, and you've ever done this, of course, you're trusting that the other person is trustworthy and loyal. However, be aware that whoever the little boy or the little girl is that sent you the picture, the chances are pretty good that they're not the only ones who saw your picture.
So I'm going to let's run with that for a second before we'll get ready to take a break here in a moment. But I just want to say this. So I kind of half get teens doing this, but I have even been asked at my advanced age to send pictures. And I'm like, are you crazy? Because once you do that and you cross that line and you send it, you no longer have control of your image. It's over. It's mm-hmm. truly over. So that's first. Second, the other part is, what is it with guys taking pictures of their penises? Who wants to see that? I don't care.
To prove that it exists, I don't know. I've never gotten one, so I can't help you out. But hey, if you have, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. Have you ever sexted your penis picture? And by the way, have you photoshopped it so it looks like it has more girth?
And did you forward it? I mean, that is so disturbing to me. I guess I'm very trustworthy, and I believe that people are kind and sweet, and everybody would be kind to you and do things that you would want done to, I mean, the golden rule.
The golden rule.
And I'm just thinking, wow, these people have sent this picture to their significant other or whomever they are, and those people probably screenshot it and forwarded it to all of their buddies and say, hey, y'all, take a gander at this.
Take a gander at this. I think there's no golden rule. There's a golden ruler. And it's like, look what I'm packing, honey. Look at this.
I'm just stunned.
And all those pictures go everywhere. So you know what? Keep your naughty bits to yourself. And if you really feel like you got to take pictures, bring back the Polaroid. It's really tacky. And then you'll realize how tacky it is while you're doing it.
Maybe 10 years from now, you won't have to wonder whose hard drive it's on, no pun intended.
Or it's on a floppy disk.
Oh, my gosh. And with that, we should probably take a break.
We'll take a break. And first, I'm just going to do kind of something live about one of our one of the AIM Company's clients, friends, sponsors, and that is Magnifico. We encourage you to visit their Facebook page and their Twitter account, which is B-E-B-E Magnifico. And their website is Drink Magnifico. This is flavor-infused sparkling champagne. So you've heard of all those flavored vodkas and rums and even beers for that matter. We invite you to try Magnifico. It's available in around Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York at both retail and nightclubs. However,
it may be available in my area soon for a special little event. We'll have to talk about that because I will have that. And we are not in Vegas or L.A. or New York.
Oh.
You might could get your hands on some if you know me. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. You want to do that?
Let's do that. We'll be right back in just a moment. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to The Ladies Room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Now, back to the ladies' room.
And we are back at the Ladies' Room Radio Show. I'm Marianne McQueen.
Hey, and I'm Trish Twilley.
And let's talk about something that you're getting ready to do. It's a major nonprofit event, but I definitely want to give it as much time as possible. Tell us a little bit about it, Trish.
Yeah, hey, we're on the Atlanta News Station this morning talking about Loving Arms and the event that's coming up with them. It's Dancing with the Stars of Cobb County. It's going to be in Marietta, Georgia on November the 1st. At 7 p.m. at the Lassiter Concert Hall. Loving Arms is a local cancer outreach that was started by two oncology nurses. They created a nonprofit, and their focus is to make the cancer journey a little bit easier for people that are affected by the cruel disease that we call cancer.
Now,
provide hope.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, and I interrupted you, and that sucks. So wait. Tell me some of the things that they do for people.
Well, I was going to say that they do financial assistance. They provide free wigs, hats, scarves, medication assistance, gas and grocery cards, support groups. They will go out and mow people's grass. They will provide, if there is a mother who is going through breast cancer treatment or any kind of cancer treatment, they will provide hot meals and make sure that someone on their team provides a meal for you every week if need be. They will make sure that you can get to treatment. They'll provide transportation. So all of these monies earned during this event goes directly to Loving Arms, which helps people in our community. So it's a very community-minded nonprofit organization, and you don't have to wonder where your money's going when you drop it in a bucket. So I will be dancing for Dancing with the Stars of Cobb on November the 1st, and I am trying to get votes and raise money, and every dollar that is earned on my page is a vote for me on the dance floor. You can donate as little as $5 or $1 million. It doesn't matter. But if you will text Cobb Star and the number 2, COBBSTAR with the number 2, and then if you will text that to 71777, it will link you directly to my fundraising page where you can donate and help someone out and help make a difference.
So my feeling is, so and let me get it right, it's November 1st, 7 o'clock, and where is it?
It's going to be at the Lassiter Concert Hall in Marietta, Georgia.
And there are, what, 9 couples dancing?
Yes, there are 9 celebrities. We've got people from one of the Atlanta news stations. We have a guy who has a cool tattoo parlor that's well-known in this area. We Gosh, a big restaurant entrepreneur that's around here. We have celebrity judges. We have Valerie Hoff, who is a breast cancer survivor. We have can't remember the. We have a news analyst and legal analyst from CNN. We have Kelly Stevens, who was a longtime radio personality in Atlanta, who will be helping us out. Vinnie Politan, who is the Atlanta Alive morning show host on 11 Alive, who is going to be our MC. There's an opportunity to buy tickets for meet and greet, and it's my understanding those are almost sold out. And then you have three different ticket levels that you can buy and come see us.
So the general admission, as I recall, is $10, right?
It is, and it is first come, first serve. And then you have your VIP seating, which is $20, which is a reserved seat for you. Then you have the $40 VIP Gold, and that is a meet and greet. And we will have a little bit of food back there because that's my favorite. And then you'll have prime seating.
So you get food, prime seating, and what I call horsey divorcees.
What's horses, that?
Horses doovers.
What's that mean? Oh, yes.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, and you know what? The greatest part is that you get to come back there and meet and greet with everybody, which includes me. So you can even come and point and laugh, and we can take pictures so we can laugh later at my antics and what I'm fixing to do on stage. And so it'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's fun. I have worked very, very hard with the dance part and trying to learn it. But I have met great people. I have met great people with great hearts. And it's not a win or lose thing with me. I'm okay with just if I
being involved.
Can help loving arms out. I just want to help. I just want to make a difference with them.
So here's what I would say. I ask people for five. Everybody's hurting. Everybody, you know, the economy is better than it was. Not for everybody. So if you've spent $5 on a cup of coffee at Starbucks, if you spent $5 on a foot long at Subway, if you bought five items at the dollar menu at Mickey D's, skip a day. Give $5. Go to Trisha's page. It'll be on the Ladies Room Facebook page. I've been posting it myself. Just give what you can. Everybody has been touched by cancer in one way or another. And I have to tell you, I'm proud of you for doing this. I'm proud that you know firsthand, and you know lots of people in your life that are struggling, and that you also know exactly where the dollars are going at Loving Arms. It stays right in the community. I know someone I know had a conversation yesterday. They're raising money for a cancer nonprofit. They couldn't tell that person where the money went, what it was used for, how much of it actually went in the community.
That's a major red flag. And unfortunately, for people like us who are working for a small private nonprofit, no one wants to give because they've heard such bad media about these others.
It's a problem.
It's bad. It is. It is. When your CEO makes more than the president of the United States, you know, up in the like $2.1 million realm, for instance, it doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy feeling to drop that money in a bucket. But it does give me a warm and fuzzy feeling to know that I've helped someone in my town, even a neighbor who needed groceries, who need gas to go to treatment. That is where my heart is. And I just want to help.
And there are some that under the guise of, I'm not going to use the term I'd like to use, but we'll call them star screwers. They have this one particular event is coming up, and it really irritates the hell out of me. What in the hell is going on? Does anybody know what I'm hearing?
No.
Wow. I just heard something really weird in my headphones. Okay. Nonetheless, do not give money to people who are flying celebrities to an event. Because you know what that means? You just want to be around celebrities.
Yes.
If you have $500, which is this other organization, $500, if you give them $500, you know what they're doing?
They're flying you to their event.
They're flying just so that somebody can stand in front of a step and repeat and rub elbows with reality TV stars. just don't do it. So that's all I'm saying about that. Now I'd like to talk about something. I'm going to change topic, but again, give Loving Arms Cancer Outreach. The event, November 1st, 7 o'clock. Seats are $10, $20, and VIP, which includes hors d'oeuvres, a meet and greet, and great seats.
Yes, and
it's just $40, right?
Right. It's $40. And if you want more information, just go to the Ladies Room Radio Show Facebook page. Everything's listed there, and we'll direct you. And we've got T-shirts, too. So all proceeds will go to them. We're selling breast cancer T-shirts for 100%. The Ladies Room.
100%. Mm-hmm. We're not flying anybody anywhere. I want to talk about something completely different now. It's a shameless plug, but in this case, it's for one of the new shows that we're going to have on our radio platform.
Hey, I want to hear all about it.
All right. The show host is Daisy Berkowitz. Now, that name may not ring bells to a Southern belle like you.
No.
But people like Brian and me, we know who Daisy Berkowitz is.
Saying I'm not cool?
No, I'm just saying you're probably not a hard rocker or into alternative rock. I mean, you're a Garth Brooks fan, so but you might be.
And future wife.
There you go. Daisy Berkowitz is the original guitarist, composer, and co-founder of Marilyn Manson.
Oh, cool.
And the whole idea of his show is to give fans access to some rare tracks. Primarily, get this, unreleased demos that will be downloadable for free. And they'll get to participate in an online discussion with him. And I think he may be using Ustream as well. So Daisy Berkowitz, originally, you know, one of the founders of Marilyn Manson, he is a cool rocker, a great guy. He's living up in New York now. We will soon be announcing the date when his show premieres and when it'll be on. We're also going to have some other shows, including Chef Barrett Bear, who is an alumni from Hell's Kitchen, Alex Debogorski from History Channel's Ice Road Truckers, and our sweet Minx herself, Minxie White. She's going to be broadcasting from the Dollhouse. And I encourage everyone to go to minxie.com or minxiewhite.com. Let me spell that. MYNXII.com.
Minxie. Hey, you may want to say that one more time, Marianne, because you cut out.
Oh, I hate when
I know it. Me too. Just a spelling of her name, Minxie White.
It's M for Mary, Y, N for Nancy, XII. So she's minxiewhite.com or minxie.com, and she's fabulous. She's actually done makeup for Kanye. She is working for a magazine right now as a fashion director. She's done things for Samsung and huge brands, but to look at a living doll, she's awesome. So shameless plug, Daisy Berkowitz, Chef Barrett Bear, Alex Debogorski, and Minxie White. So there you have it.
And now Trish and Marianne. So, you know.
Oh, we'd be the stars.
Yes.
Don't stop me off.
Try to follow us.
All right. So in other news that I kind of don't care about, Kim Jong-un he makes me ill. He's been missing for 37 days.
But I don't miss him. So
I don't either. I hope you and I are talking about this weeks from now going, he's still missing.
Yeah.
He's not nice.
Food poisoning from a cheeseburger or something.
Or something.
Hey, how about the 17-year-old student who won the Nobel Peace Prize this morning?
She's pretty amazing, isn't she?
That is amazing. 17 years old. Do you know what I was doing at 17 years old?
I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, I wasn't in the running for a Nobel Peace Prize. That's pretty cool. You know, she's a 17-year-old from Pakistan, and she awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for risking their lives to fight for children's rights. And she was a student and was shot in the head by a Taliban gunman 2 years ago.
I can't pronounce her name. I want to say it's Malala Yousafzai. I can't pronounce it, but she's an awesome young girl. She said something interesting today. Actually, it was some months ago, let's leave it at that, where she said, one teacher, one book, one pen, just allow people to learn. She's an amazing woman. She deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. So here's to many, many years of her teaching the world that it's okay for all people to learn and read and write. It's just that simple. So bravo. Yeah. I'm really happy about
it. Cheers.
Cheers and then some, right?
All right.
So let's see, what else do we have going on that's not terrible news? The Super Bowl. Oh, this is interesting. So do you watch the Super Bowl for the game or do you watch the Super Bowl for the commercials?
The commercials. I have no interest in the games. I don't like pro football at all. I do like college. And there was an interesting college story that went out yesterday, too. But, yeah, who is going to be performing for us this year for the Super Bowl?
So last year was a great – God, I'm having a brain fart on his name. The little guy. When I see your face. I can't think. When I sing on this show, really, I just know cats everywhere just throw themselves in front of cars. But anyway, Bruno Mars last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was fabulous. He put on this electric performance.
Yeah, I like him. He's I like him.
I like him. This year, Katy Perry.
Ew.
Now, I got to tell you, Katy Perry passes herself off as a good Christian girl. I think.
But she kissed a girl and liked it. So
you know what? I don't even care if she was experimenting. She kissed a girl. She liked it.
It was
how many celebrity men has she dated, a.k.a. screwed? I mean, really. I mean,
yeah, but John Mayer doesn't really count, Marianne, because everybody has been with him.
He's a dog.
He is a DB for sure. Yeah, I don't. But I'm not. I don't know. I don't want her to do that. I think that halftime shows at the Super Bowl should be like legendary, with legendary artists, and you know that is their opportunity to perform in front of the world. And I just, Katy Perry, ugh.
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. It, for sure, it's not going to hold the Megan. The halftime show.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it will. She'll come out with those two firecrackers for a bra, and yeah, they'll be all over it. They won't know who she is, but they'll enjoy the show.
I guess. I don't know. I don't think I'm interested in watching it if she's singing. I'm not sure who else is going to be there.
Well, it's not me, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. But interestingly, last week alone, she was talking about, you know, how she would never pay to play. And now they're saying people who want to perform at the Super Bowl have to pay. And she said, oh, I would never pay. And the next thing you know, it's announced that she's going to be singing at the Super Bowl. So somebody tell me what's going on.
She's paying to play.
I think so. But that's, again, that's just my two cents. Now let's see, what else is going on in the world? Iggy, can I talk about Iggy Azalea?
I only know one song, though. So
I'm going to say something mean.
Okay.
There was a movie that the Wayans brothers made called White Girls. Do you remember that movie?
I do, but I never watched it, but I do remember the movie.
And they did not make attractive white girls, but it was a movie and it was funny. I think Iggy Azalea looks like the Wayans brothers in whiteface.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever, I have her stuff on my iPod. I've got one song on my iPod.
I want you to take.
But I'll have to go look at what she looks like.
To everyone listening, I want you to open two browser pages. Mm-hmm. Put Iggy Azalea on one side and find a picture. Google the Wayans as the white girls. And somebody tell me if she is not the missing.
Oh, I see. Hey, you know what? Watch our Facebook page in the next half hour or so. I will. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you. It's not good, but, you know, she may be rapping and she may be right now.
There is no reason for a white woman to rap ever. Do you hear me? Never. Just don't do it.
See, I don't know. We have male, white male rappers, so I think equal opportunity.
But I do like Eminem. I think I am a closet fan of his. But
yeah, I'm not even closeted. Really not about being a rapper fan. I love old gangster rap. I do. I admit this. But I my thing about is all about Iggy right now. It's more like Icky Azalea. But
poor Icky.
I'm
sorry. She is white. Is she white or no?
I don't know.
See, now I've said that, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I don't. She may not. I don't think she's white. Maybe she does have a little bit of a rap. I guess she can do it if she wants to. Maybe we'll have to say this out.
Anybody can do what they want to do. That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't rap, Marianne.
Now that's a challenge. We're gonna rap on the radio. We're gonna rap. Yes. We're gonna go a hip, a hop,
and that would horns be all good here. I'll stick with dancing. That's the biggest. That's the biggest challenge I'm facing right now.
No, but you do sing.
I do.
I got it. How about you sing and I'll do a rap piece in the middle?
Yes, right in the middle. Well, golly, it'll be like Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
That. And I'll even bring some weed just so it'll be authentic.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't know what to do with it. You would scare me to death.
And that's what I aim to do. All right, so enough of me being all over Icky Azalea. Let's talk. Do you know Angelina Jolie? Have you heard the latest news about her?
Oh, I'm so not a fan. No, if I saw her name, I would just keep scrolling. What you got?
She's now officially a dame. She's an honorary dame, as done by Queen Elizabeth II. And it's due to her work, though, fighting, I'll give it to her, in countries around the world. I think we probably could have used her here in this country, in Hollywood, just recently. But she was given her award during a private ceremony at Buckingham Palace. And she said, "To receive an honor related to foreign policy means a great deal to me, as it is what I wish to dedicate my working life to." So I guess those millions of dollars that she gets for film doesn't count. But I'm just saying.
Does she get millions of dollars anymore? It's interesting to me that she went from being so just icky, to all of a sudden when she hooked up with Brad Pitt, she decided to be this classy mother, savior of the world. I mean, how do you go from night and day in, you know, a year's time? But I still can't get over the vial of blood or she and Billy Bob Thornton having sex before they hit the red carpet and then talking about it on the red carpet while she was still kissing his ear. I'm not a fan. She's kind of putrid to me.
I think she did what she had to do to get somebody of the caliber of Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
so she cleaned up her act and took it on the road.
Yeah, good for her.
But then, you know, Jennifer Aniston, there was the all-American girl.
And I'm still bitter about that. So you don't want to give me... I'm still very, very bitter about it. We don't want to talk about that because I cannot stand Angelina.
No, she's just one of those people. And speaking of other Hollywood people, so, you know, Obama is in town here in Los Angeles.
Oh, hide your mama and hide your sisters and hide, because you ain't going nowhere. I'm sure it's on lockdown, right?
Traffic is just, there are streets that are locked down. They're calling Obamageddon. That's what they're calling it here.
I can think of why there's Obamageddon for a number of other reasons. And it's not because he is in L.A., but we won't go into that. That's another show.
No, that's a good point. But last night he was at an event, a fundraiser, of course. That's, you know, when the president needs money, he comes to L.A., but it's not so much the, you know, the general public in L.A., it's Hollywood. Hollywood gives a boatload of money to our president. And so last night, Gwyneth Paltrow, she hosted him at her home, which I imagine is not like a 1,300-square-foot house, you know, probably at her mansion. But the weirdest thing was she was kissing his butt, and she says, I don't know if I can speak properly. You're so handsome. Really?
Ew.
I just thought, okay, she's lobbying for some kind of, you know, role in politics now. You know, she was the one that was famous for her conscious uncoupling.
Yes, with Chris.
Right? I don't even remember.
Matthew. No, what's her name? Chris? Is it Matthews? It's not Matthews.
No, I don't care. Isn't that funny? Isn't that great? I don't care who she was uncoupled with.
Whoever.
I don't even think it was Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris.
Okay, let's look up Gwyneth Paltrow's ex-husband.
I know he's with Jennifer Lawrence right now.
Chris Martin.
See, I knew that.
You were right. I'd like to say that, call that out officially. You were right. But now I heard his new girlfriend. I mean, what's up with that?
With Gwyneth, and she wants to get to know Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, because Jennifer's super cool. I like her. I would want to get to know her, too.
I think she's adorable.
I think she is cute, cute, cute. I love her.
She doesn't take herself too seriously, kind of like us.
I love that about her. She is very real, and there is not a time that I've not watched her be interviewed or see her in anything that she does not make me smile. I think she is just super cute.
Beautiful young woman, a lot of potential. I just think, and she's already got an Oscar. An Oscar. So.
And the 17-year-old girl's got a Nobel Peace Prize. And what have we done?
All right. I'm thinking, do we need to take another break here?
I think we probably need to take another break and come back and say goodbye.
And say, get ready to say goodbye and tell people what's coming up on Monday on the Ladies Room Radio Show. So, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we know we've got tens of you listening right now. Not hundreds, not thousands, not millions, tens. Oh,
but we're on the internet, so we really do, you know.
We have the potential to be globally famous. Listen, if Justin Bieber started out on YouTube as a star, why can't we do it this way?
You're right. That's right. And I don't even have to play the drums to do it.
No, I don't have to. I can just bang on the table or something. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Thanks.
You're listening to The Ladies' Room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Now, back to the Ladies' Room.
And we are back. It's the Ladies' Room Radio Show. I'm Marianne McQueen.
Hey, and I am Trish Twilley. Before we get into this last segment, Marianne, I would like to remind our listeners that we don't have to talk to each other during our hour-long show. We can have callers call in and tell us what they may think about something. You want to give them that number?
I do. The number to call, and it's, you know, if you've got a cell phone, it's not going to cost you anything to call us. It's 310-919-4271. Repeat, 310-919-4271. If you have questions, if you feel kind of shy and you don't want to be live, you can ask them even on our Facebook page, The Ladies Room Radio Show. You can tweet to us during the show, The Ladies Room RM Radio Show. And this is, we want to interact. We want to hear from you. And we know you have opinions. We know some of you think that Iggy Azalea is beautiful. And we also know that some of you think that some women, white women, can be rappers. So we're open to hearing all of that. We know that some of you like orange camouflage Michael Kors purses. And
we're sorry.
Yes, it's okay. But you can tell us how much you disagree with us. We're really okay with that. We're open-minded. So
that's
there
right.
you go. So what do you
we
got,
are.
Sister?
So this is the month of October, and it's breast cancer awareness, but it's also fall and the spooky season. Do you dress up for Halloween?
Honey,
do you celebrate?
If you saw how I was dressed right now, you'd think I was dressed up for Halloween.
Well, I sometimes do. I did last year. I was Scarlett O'Hara. But I saw today on the news, on our offbeat news, there are 55 reasons to not dress up for Halloween. So I thought I'd just give you guys a couple of them. And maybe the next few shows, if you are looking for the reason on why you don't have to dress up for that office party or to take your kids out to trick or treat, or if you just don't want to, I'm fixing to give you some really cool excuses. And so you don't have to think about it yourself. It can just roll off your tongue because Trish from the ladies room already gave you your list, right?
Absolutely. Let's hear it, sister.
Okay,
what do you got?
So, I'm sorry, I don't speak English. That's one. oh no, I thought Halloween was tomorrow. Or I'm dressed as a teacher.
Ooh.
Or my personal favorite, I'm dressed as a sinner.
Oh!
Or I was going to wear my costume, but it would have offended a lot of people.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, the nurse thing typically does that. Let's see. I was staying home because of Ebola.
Oh!
It's too warm to dress up. My costume was carried away by flying ants. Or we'll give you this last one and we'll come back with more next week. I came to this party straight from the airport and didn't have time to get my outfit from home. So there you go. There are some excuses. Write them down. Save them. And you don't have to go to the party if you don't want to.
There you go. But I say next week, or actually on Monday, because Monday we'll be back, I want to hear what you've dressed up as in the past.
Ah, yeah, I've got pictures. I was Lady Gaga a few years ago. I even had the wig with the big hair bow. I'll have to find that and show it to you. You'll,
oh.
Yeah. I'm the cool mom.
You're the cool mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say that, but, you know, at this point, I'm a gilf at best. I'm not even that. But anyway, all right. So we will be back on Monday with the Ladies Room Radio Show. Remember, you can call in 310-919-4271. Find us on our Facebook page, The Ladies Room Radio Show. On Twitter, The Ladies Room RM Radio Show. And also, if you'd like to listen to this show or you know somebody who you want to recommend it to, send them to gabfestradio.com. That's GabFest, because we're having a total GabFest, GabFestRadio.com. We'll see you next week. I'm Marianne McQueen.
Hey, and I'm Trish Twilley. We'll see y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Ladies Room.